Usually when we have the hosts of NPR's Alt Latino on this show, they bring music from every corner of Latin America, almost always with an alternative accent. But this week, Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz have brought something a little different. Felix, am I wrong? That doesn't sound like the usual Latin alternative music you bring here.
It isn't. You are not wrong. It's Latin jazz. I've been in a Latin jazz mood lately, and mainly because there's a lot of great music out right now. And what we're listening to right now is trombonist Wayne Wallace from the Bay Area and his quintet doing a cover of a classic Dizzy Gillespie tune called Algo Bueno, and it's from their new release, Intercambio. Okay, what they did on this track was change it up a little bit. Classic Latin jazz is from the Caribbean, Cuba to be exact, but what Wayne Wallace and his group did on this track is they performed a bomba, which is from Puerto Rico. It's a very, very folk-oriented tune, and it's not usually used in Latin jazz. It's very clever, it's very melodic, and it showcases one of my musical heroes, master percussionist Michael Spiro. It's a great track.
And Jasmine, I hear that you've been doing some crate diving lately, is that right?
Yeah, one genre I've really been getting into is old Brazilian music. And one of my favorite discoveries is the singer Cartola, which means top hat. And it was really popular in the 30s, but this is a song from the 70s. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the feel and the mood of the song. But check it out. This is Preciso Me Encontrar. And my Portuguese is terrible. I'm really sorry, but it means I need to find myself.
Deixe-me ir, preciso andar, vou por aí a procurar, sorrir pra não chorar.
It sounds like a bass clarinet doing the counter melody in there.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I love that Cartola's voice is like an instrument in itself. You know, I like very unpolished, odd voices in my music.
Quero assistir ao sol nascer.
And it also, you know, something that I think gets lost in interpretation a lot when it comes to Brazilian music is it's always interpreted as happy party music, but there's this kind of existential melancholy that exists throughout Brazilian music. And, you know, this is also, I'm focusing a lot on the 70s, which was a really difficult time for Brazil with a dictatorship and a lot of violence. And there's like this ongoing theme of, I need to get out, I need to find myself, something needs to change. And I just love the, it's a very quiet song, but there's like a storm within it.
Quero assistir ao sol nascer, ver as águas dos rios correr, ouvir os pássaros cantar.
What else have you found in your search for classic vinyl jazz?
So I brought another song from the 70s from Brazil. O Que Será is one of my favorite Brazilian classics. It was written by Chico Buarque, also in the mid-70s. And it's from the film Dona Flor e Seus Dois Maridos, which is a classic of Brazilian cinema. And it's, again, that existential melancholy, whatever will be, and a lot of Chico Buarque's songs from the 70s are about the restlessness of Brazil. I really like this interpretation by a Brazilian singer named Simon.
O que será que lhe dá? O que será, meu nego? Será que lhe dá? Que não lhe dá sossego? Será que me dá? Será que o meu chamego quer me judiar?
It's quite a steamy movie. I don't know, it might be too steamy for Sunday mornings, but we'll move on.
Well, this is something different now. What is this, Felix?
Okay, more Latin jazz. It's a fascinating new album by percussionist Samuel Torres. The album's called Force Displacement. This is called El Silencio Desplazador. There's a concept and a theme behind the entire album. I'll tell you a little bit about it, but let's check out the song first.
Okay.
Okay.
very serious.
It's very serious and very somber. It's a concept album dedicated to the victims of violence in Colombia and the hands of the drug cartels, the lawlessness, and sometimes even the fight between the army and the guerrillas. And Samuel Torres is a jazz musician. And you usually approach these kind of things with lyrics and themes and artful writing, but he put an instrumental album together to deal with all of these different emotions and all these different things. And this particular track translates to displaced silence. And that's what happens when a community is taken over by violence. It silences the community from speaking out and making music or celebrating life. This song includes a full measure of silence, believe it
really?
Or not. Yeah, because he wanted to make that effect of, okay, this is what happens in a community. Everybody is out. Very effective, that song.
Yeah, it is very effective.
The album, again, is called Forced Displacement, and this is the Samuel Torres Group.
Felix Contreras joined us here in our D.C. studios, and Jasmine Garz spoke to us from San Diego. They're the hosts of Alt Latino from NPR Music. You can download their show every Thursday from their website, npr.org/altlatino, or subscribe at the usual digital outlets. Thanks to both of you for sharing this music with us.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks so much, Lynn. It was so much fun.